stress, fear, depression, spiritual warfare. Are you weighted down? Do you need refreshing? Welcome. Welcome, everyone, to the Warriors for Christ podcast, where we seek to uplift, edify, and encourage you to be light and salt in a dark and tasteless world with your host, Kyle.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Warriors for Christ podcast. I'm Kyle.
And I'm Sam.
And we are so delighted that you guys are going to join us today. Brother Sam, what has the Lord put on your heart for us to get into in this episode?
Well, Kyle, on this good Sunday morning, we are going to continue our episode on stop walking like the world. We are not to walk like the world. We're to walk differently. Now, in part one, we went through and we covered passages in the book of John, Luke, 2 Timothy, 1 Corinthians, and went a little bit to 1 John. I want to pick up and just highlight some of the passages in 1 John, get into some other chapters in 1 John, and then look at some other books, and just continue to look at what the Word of God says. I mean, Kyle, the Word of God is so good, and
amen.
You know, most people agree with that, but it's like, no. No, it's beyond good, because you see there's a power, and it actually changes you. It does a work that only God can do.
That's right.
Not some effort of trying to be somebody that you really aren't, because you still have the sin dwelling in your heart. That's why you still sin. And people don't understand that. You know, the other day I was listening to the episode, Overcoming Sin, The War of the Flesh, and Explain. And Kyle, there's just so much truth. You cannot be... You can't get it wrong when you listen to all that scripture.
That's right.
But when you don't, much of the world actually gets it wrong.
Yep. Well, that's too bad. Before we actually get into prayer, I guess what I'm going to do is I'm going to say out there to our audience, look, if you would like us to come and speak at one of your Bible studies, or maybe it's in your home church, we invite you to contact us at questions@warriorsforchristpodcast.com. That's questions@warriors4christpodcast.com. We'll be glad to come out and talk to your home church, or talk to your Bible study group, or whatever. We can do a study with you. Just contact us there, and we'll be glad to come out and do that.
Yeah, or if they just want to have a simple conversation over the phone.
Yep.
You know, we're here. We want to answer questions. We want the world to experience the full power of God.
Amen.
You know, some people have seen the power of God. God's always working. He's always working around. Light's always working. But there's a difference between working around you and, you know, being convicted and working and trying this versus the power of God actually coming upon you.
That's right.
Complete difference.
That's right. All right. Well, with that, I'm going to open us in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your mercy, your strength, your power. Father, we thank you that you have conquered everything, that Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. Father, we pray against the devil's and his works. And we ask, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you bless everything that's said today. And Father, that it be a sweet sound to you, that it be our form of worship to you today, O Lord. We pray that as everyone's out there listening, Lord, that you open their ears to everything that's said, that you allow your word to be implanted in their heart, and that it change their heart, convict them of the need to be full and purely pure as you've called us to be, O Father, and that can only happen by getting a new heart and a new spirit. And Father, we thank you for that gift of your spirit. We praise you, and we pray that it go throughout all of the world, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. So again, walking. We're to walk in light, Kyle. Yeah. We aren't to walk in darkness. Now, I just want to highlight a couple quick passages we covered last week.
Mm-hmm.
John chapter 8, verse 12. Again, Jesus says, how are we to be walking?
John chapter 8, verse 12. Then Jesus again spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life.
will not walk in darkness.
That's right.
We'll have the light of life. Now, last week we went over to Luke chapter 11, verse 33 to 36. We covered about, again, how much, do you remember how much darkness you're allowed to have in you?
No darkness.
No darkness.
None of any kind.
But people who think they're in the light but have a little bit of darkness, he says, woe is the darkness in you.
That's right.
Because the light that is in you is actually darkness. And that's important that people need to understand. You can't sit there and say, oh, but I'm in the light. I love the light. Remember, we covered last week, you know, in the last part one episode, that you can say you love the light, but God says those who hate the light are those who still do evil. So if you still have sin in your life, God's going to tell you, it doesn't matter what you say, you hate the light. And that's important to understand. There's many people who are going to say, oh, but Jesus, I know you, I know you, I know you, you're my Lord. Nope. Depart from me. You still did sin. And we covered much more of that again in the last week's episode. So continuing on in the book of John, as you go over to chapter 11, and again in verse 9 and verse 10, what does Jesus say?
Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble because he sees the light of this world. But if anyone walks in the night, he stumbles because the light is not in him.
You see, here, again, it's like comparing it to the natural world, Kyle, if you walk in the dark, then you can stumble because you don't even see what's in front of you, right?
That's right.
If the moon's not out and it's dark, you stumble, right? I mean, today, right, people who live in a city or this, you have a lot of lights given off. There's even when it's a dark, you know, even when the moon isn't out, you know, when it goes through that period where the moon is absent from the sky, you still have a lot of light reflecting, you know, from cities and this and other houses and whatnot. But, you know, a lot of other places, when you're in the pitch black of nowhere, it can be pretty dark and you stumble. In the same analogy, we are not to be walking in the night.
That's right.
We are not to. The people who stumble, the reason why they stumble is because the light is not in them. See, he's taking it back to the spiritual.
Yep.
Light's not in you. If you stumble and you don't want to stumble, but you still stumble with things, but you don't want to, well, I'm just going to tell you, if you look through the teachings of the Bible, it's because the light's not in you.
That's right.
I know some people will say, oh, no, it's the two natures of the man. No, listen to the episode we did, Overcoming Sin, The War of the Flesh Explained, and you will understand the lies that have been taught. Not truth. In John chapter 12, Kyle, verse 35 to verse 36.
35 to 36 in John 12. So Jesus said to them, for a little while longer, the light is among you. Walk while you have the light, so that the darkness will not overtake you. He who walks in the darkness does not know where he goes. While you have the light, believe in the light, so that you may become sons of light.
The whole point is that we are to become sons of light. The evidence of what son we are is, how are we walking? The problem is most people are in darkness. They're still in darkness. They haven't escaped it.
These things Jesus spoke, and he went away and hid himself from them. That was to finish the verse 36.
Yep. Let's now turn to 1 John. I'm going to highlight a couple things from last episode that we did and then move into some other things in the book of 1 John. Mm-hmm. So again, it doesn't matter what you say or what you think. What matters is what God says and what God thinks. You know, again, in 1 John chapter 1, speaking to those who do not have fellowship with God, but these are people in the church who are convinced and they continue to say they have fellowship with God, but they still have to come into the truth. This is the sinner who hasn't found Christ, the self-professing Christian who thinks they serve God. Kyle, in verse 3, they don't have fellowship
yet. Right.
He wants them to have fellowship.
What we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you also, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ.
See, John had fellowship with the Father. John had fellowship with the Son. He wanted them that they might also have fellowship. Now, the message that we know that Christ proclaimed to John is that how much darkness is in God?
This is the message we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all.
But in verse 6, remember, these are people who say they have fellowship, but they don't yet have fellowship. That's why John's writing to this first group of people. What is it if people say they have fellowship, but they still have some darkness in their walk?
If we say that we have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But
yeah, and that walk in the darkness, that's a subjective verb. It's not this, you know, it's if you do that, well, yeah, you lie. You don't practice the truth.
That's right.
But how are they to be walking, Kyle?
But if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin.
So you who are listening, do you walk in light as God himself is light? Kyle, how much darkness again did God have?
None.
None. And again, in Luke chapter 11, in the last episode that we covered, Jesus even said, if you are truly in the light, then you no longer have any darkness in you. But if you still have even a dark piece in you, well, then you're blinded. You're fooled. And this gets back to a work that God does. Kyle, how much sin does he say you get cleansed from? Some sin or all sin?
All sin.
All sin. You see, this is the whole thing. All darkness is removed. Sin no longer dwells within you.
That's right.
But remember, that Romans 7 man is the man where sin still dwells in him. It hasn't been crucified and circumcised, which was discussed in Romans chapter 6. But we did a much more of that in that episode, Overcoming Sin. Also in Romans chapter 6 episode we did. Also in the New Heart, New Spirit, we get into those discussions.
And whenever we refer back to old episodes, if you can't find it on Spotify or Apple Podcasts by doing the search, then simply go to our website, warriorsforchrist.podomatic.net, and then click on the tab for the episodes, and it'll take you to multiple pages. We've done over 150-plus episodes.
Yep. And then it goes on later, and it tells the people that how they can, the people who are deceiving themselves. I'm not going to go into all this, but we did a full episode covering verse 8, 9, and 10. A lot of people don't understand the context of that, but we cover that in that episode of 1 John chapter 1. Now, again, how we're walking, and I want to highlight a couple things here, because people will say, oh, but I am in the light, but I do know him. What does it say in 1 John chapter 2, verse 3? Because again, people will say that they've come to know him.
By this we know that we have come to know him, if we keep his commandments.
So your walk, you who say you've come to know him, does your walk include keeping his commandments? You see, if you say you know him, but you're unable to keep his commandments because you still walk as the world, what does he say about that person in verse 4?
The one who says, I have come to know him and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him.
Kyle, who's the one that has been perfected?
But whoever keeps his word, in him the love of God has truly been perfected. By this we know that we are in him. The one who says he abides in him ought himself to walk in the same manner as he walked.
Kyle, we're supposed to walk in the same manner as Jesus walked?
In the same manner as he walked.
That's not walking like the world.
It's not like walking like the world. It's not hot and cold. It's not bitter and sweet.
That's right. That's right, Kyle. You who are listening, is your walk just like Christ? Do you walk just like Christ? Anything else is of the world.
That's right.
See, there's many people who claim to know and follow Christ, many people who do things good for the sake of the kingdom. The problem is they're disqualified because they still do sin, just as Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7. The problem wasn't that they confessed. The problem wasn't that they, quote, quote, did good works. The problem was the good works weren't the work of the Spirit, because the Spirit wasn't in them, because the Spirit allows them to overcome sin. The fact that they still sinned was evident that they still had the sin dwelling in their heart, and that struggle still ensued because they hadn't overcome. They were still that wretched condemned man discussed in Romans chapter 7.
Folks, just pay attention to what he just said there. The mark of a person that's been renewed and restored and has crucified themselves and had the Spirit dwell in them is not a person who goes on continuing sinning.
That's right. So continuing on, looking at how we walk. In 1 John chapter 2, this is if you receive the anointing. What does he say? Well, first he says, stop, please, please be careful about those who are trying to deceive you. Kyle, read chapter 2, verse 26 through 29.
26 to 29 in chapter 2. These things I have written to you concerning those who are trying to deceive you. As for you, the anointing which you received from him abides in you.
If it abides in you.
And you have no need for anyone to teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about all things and is true and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you abide in him.
Do you abide in him? Do you walk in him?
Now, little children, abide in him so that when he appears, we may have confidence and not shrink away from him in shame at his coming.
Now, Kyle, why would anybody shrink away in shame at his coming?
Because they don't have his Spirit.
It depends how you walk.
If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone also who practices righteousness is born of him.
Are you born of God? Do you practice righteousness? Are you light just as God is light, having no darkness? Do you practice righteousness like Christ walked? Christ didn't have any darkness in him. Christ walked in light. In light, there is no darkness. Kyle, the Father has bestowed a great love on us.
Yes, he has. See how great a love the Father has bestowed on us, that we would be called children of God, and such we are. For this reason, the world does not know us, because it did not know him.
Now, Kyle, there are two types of people he then discusses in verse 3 and verse 4.
Yep.
Kyle, one person is the good man, the new man. The other person is the man who's still a slave. Kyle, what are those two types of people in verse 3 and 4?
And everyone who has this hope fixed on him purifies himself just as he is pure.
You know, just as it says we're to walk in light, just as God is light. Just as earlier it said we're to walk, just as Jesus walked. Here it now tells us that we are to we purify just as Jesus is pure.
That's right.
You who are listening, would you make that claim? Would you say that you are pure just as Jesus is pure? Do you walk? Well, what does it mean to be pure just as Jesus is pure? Well, here's what it's not. It's not this other person, Kyle, in verse 4.
Everyone who practices sin also practices lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness.
Yep, and this is everyone who does sin, does lawlessness. The word is poio, 4160. We covered much of this in the episode Overcoming Sin, The War of the Flesh Explained. It's the same word used of the person who poios sin, same context and use of the verb in the Romans chapter 7 man, yeah. The man who's wretched and condemned and continues to do evil or to make sin. That's one person. But Kyle, you see, if you're that person, there's a problem because people don't know something.
You know that he appeared in order to take away sins, and in him there is no sin.
So Jesus appeared here again in 1 John chapter 3, verse 5, to take away sin. You see, that's what he does, Kyle. He takes it away. He doesn't,
right.
Remember, he cleanses you from all sin. He doesn't let sin continue to dwell in you.
That's
but
right.
The man of Romans chapter 7, the sin just continues to dwell in him, but that's because he walks like the world, talks like the world, but not this man, Kyle. And not Christ. Christ didn't walk that way, and we aren't to walk that way. Because in verse 6, if you claim to abide or you claim to be of Christ, your walk cannot be like the world.
That's right. No one who abides in him sins. No one who sins has seen him or knows him.
Okay. So you who are listening, if you still sin, well, then you have not seen him. You do not know him. No one who abides in Jesus sins. No one who sins has seen him or known him. Please, Don't be deceived. If that is your life, you're walking just as the world. You're not walking of Christ. You don't know the Christ that has power. You know the Christ of weakness. That's the false truth that the servants of the devil, who look just like apostles of Christ himself and are deceived, that's what they proclaimed. That's those people who follow those guys who have no power. Little Again, children. That's discussed in Second Corinthians chapter 11, that warning.
Little children, make sure no one deceives you. The one who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous.
Please, don't be deceived. Don't be like the world. You see, the question is, can you walk in righteousness just as Jesus is righteous? If not, there's a problem. You know, he goes on, he says, the one who commits sin, in verse 8, is of the devil. Do you still commit sin? But Jesus is going to say you're of the devil. The one who commits righteousness and practices righteousness is righteous just as he is righteous. But again, the one who commits sin is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. The Son of God appeared for this purpose. For what, Kyle?
To destroy the works of the devil.
To destroy the works of the devil. This gets back to, were you ever spiritually circumcised or crucified with Christ in Romans chapter 6? You see, if that happened, then you are freed from sin. You no longer commit sin, or poio sin, which is the word that's being used here, the same word that Jesus used in John chapter 8, verse 31 to 36, when he said, you know, if you continue in my word, you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. The Jews didn't understand. So he said, well, here's the deal. Everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin. The slave doesn't get to remain in the house forever.
That's right.
If you still commit sin, you're in trouble. Again, in verse 9, he says, no one who has been born of God commits sin. Did you catch that? He doesn't do it. Why, Kyle?
Because his seed abides in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God.
How do you walk? What does your walk look like, you who are listening? If you still struggle with sin, this isn't about your intentions. This is about the facts. Do you still struggle with sin? Do you still have to confess your sin on a reoccurring basis? Well, that's because you're still a slave of sin. You haven't been set free. You aren't the son that has been set free. You aren't the son that gets to remain in the house forever. You still walk like the world. Please, I pray that you see this.
By this, the children of God and the children of the devil are obvious. Anyone who does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor the one who does not love his brother.
That's right.
For this is the message which you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another.
And again, when you look at all this, Kyle, to walk again in Christ and not of the world, Kyle, it's an easy yoke. It's not a hard yoke. People are like, oh, that must be hard. No, it's not. Kyle, what is chapter 5, still in 1 John, chapter 5, verse 1 through 3?
Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and whoever loves the Father loves the child born of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and observe his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome.
Now, I know you're probably saying you love God, but the question is, what does your walk look like?
That's right.
Are you able to keep his commandments? Do you actually know what it means to love God and to love your neighbor as yourself? Well, if you actually look at the definition that God gives that we covered in the episode of the Love the Greatest Commandments, you'll realize it's God defines it. You no longer sin against your neighbor. You no longer wrong them. Again, how do you walk? If you're walking no different than the world, if you still struggle with sin and you sin against your neighbor, as evidenced by your own thoughts that accuse you when you have to confess your sins every night, well, then don't claim to be somebody that you aren't. I know you desire to be somebody. You desire to be the other man. Well, accept the truth. Accept the power of God. Become that man. No longer walk as the world. Let that man be put to death and put on the new man. Let God complete the work that He wants to complete in your life. Kyle, again, at the end of the book of 1 John, those who have been born of God do what? In verse 18, chapter 5, verse 18.
We know that no one who was born of God sins, but he who was born of God keeps him, and the evil one does not touch him.
There you go. In 2 John, Kyle. In 2 John, it's just one chapter. In verse 4, how are the people walking?
I was very glad to find some of your children walking in truth, just as we have received commandment to do from the Father.
You see, we are to be walking in the truth. What does it mean to be walking in this truth, this commandment? Well, again, we know that we're to be loving one another. We know that to love one another, you don't commit sin.
That's right.
What does he say as you keep reading in verse 5 and verse 6?
Now I ask you, lady, not as though I were writing to you a new commandment, but the one which we have had from the beginning, that we love one another, and this is love, that we walk according to his commandments. This is the commandment, just as you have heard from the beginning, that you should walk in it.
So you, again, you who are listening, how are you walking? Do you walk according to the commandments of God? Did you know that we are to be keeping the commandments? Did you know that we're to be doers of the law, not hearers who deceive themselves? Did you not know that, as it tells us in Romans chapter 2, verse 13, that it's not the hearer of the law that is just before God, but the doers of the law will be justified? You see, it all comes down to, can you be a doer of the law? I didn't say works of the law. You see, there's a lot of people who try to do works of the law. That's an outward effort to do good, but they still break the law. That's what works of the law is. But to be a doer of the law, you don't break the law. You actually fulfill it. You do it because you have the Spirit of God that only does and fulfills the law.
Amen.
Because it does no wrong. And we've covered that before. Now, as you turn over to 3 John, again, it's only one chapter. And in 3 John, verse 3 and 4.
For I was very glad when brethren came and testified to your truth, that is, how you are walking in truth. I have no greater joy than this, to hear of my children walking in the truth.
Walking in the truth. Not the world, walking in the truth. Now, you can't be walking in the truth and have evidence of walking in the world. Again, it's going to be one or the other. Kyle, what does he say in verse 11?
Verse 11 of 3 John. Beloved, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. The one who does good is of God. The one who does evil has not seen God.
We cannot be the person that struggles at times with evil or sin. That's not of God. How do you walk? As God or of the world? What image bearer are you reflecting? It's kind of, I think of the man in the mirror that we just did, the episode of What Do You See in the Mirror? So that's what I want to cover, you know, for the books of John. Now I want to go and highlight some other stuff again about walking. You know, here's, Kyle, an example of how we shouldn't be walking. The danger. Kyle, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, at the end, it talked about there's two types of people. There's some people who have the Spirit of God and know the things of God, and there's other people who do not have the Spirit of God. You see, the first group, Kyle,
is the natural man.
In chapter 2, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11 through verse 12.
For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, the thoughts of God no one knows except the Spirit of God. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, so that we may know the things freely given to us by God, which things we also speak, not in the words taught by human wisdom, but in those taught by the Spirit, combining spiritual thoughts with spiritual words.
So that's the spiritual man, Kyle. That's the person who has received the Spirit of God. But what about the man of flesh, the natural man?
But a natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually appraised.
You see, it's foolishness to them, and they cannot understand. They cannot understand those things, Kyle.
Nope.
So again, now we did a more full in-depth episode on 1st and 2nd Corinthians, the things you did not know, hindsight is 20/20. But I'm just going to highlight some things here because it comes down to how are you walking? Now, Kyle, there is a problem because there's a group of people at the Corinthian church that were not spiritual. You see, Kyle, Paul wanted to speak the truth to them, but they were still this natural fleshly man. Kyle, what does he say in verse 1 and verse 2 of chapter 3?
And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual men, but as to men of flesh, as to infants in Christ. I gave you milk to drink, not solid food, for you were not yet able to receive it. Indeed, even now you're not yet able, for you are still fleshly. For since there is jealousy and strife among you, are you not fleshly? And are you not walking like mere men?
You see, Kyle, this group of people, they weren't spiritual. Kyle, they were still the infant in Christ. Now, people are like, oh, but see, it's an infant in Christ. That's right. Infants in Christ don't have the Spirit of God. Listen to the episode we did on infants. You're right. These are the people that are still fleshly.
Yep.
These are the people that were not able to receive the solid food before, and indeed, even now, they still are not able to receive. They cannot understand. They cannot receive and accept the things of the Spirit because it's still foolishness to them. That's the natural man that was just discussed a few verses earlier. You see, the problem is, Kyle, they are still fleshly.
That's right.
They have jealousy.
Jealousy.
They have strife. Those are not fruits of the Spirit.
That's right.
Kyle, they're still walking like mere men because of the men that they are,
because they
haven't become the spiritual man. Now, that's not the way we're to be walking. But sadly, Kyle, that is the walk that many, quote, quote, Christians, they'll even point to this and say, ah, oh, but at least I identify with a Christian of the first Corinthian, you know, the Corinthian church. No, you're identifying with a self-professing Christian who hasn't received the Spirit. They're still an infant in Christ. And if they don't lay aside the old and put on the new, they aren't going to see the face of God because they don't have a pure heart yet. Turning over to 2 Corinthians. In 2 Corinthians, I'm going to look at chapter 10. And Paul is going to discuss how he does not walk. Now, in this one, he's going to acknowledge that he lives and he has a fleshly body, but he does not walk according to the flesh or of the world. Oh, no. No, he does not. Kyle, if you can read chapter 10, verse 2 and 3.
I ask that when I am present, I need not be bold with the confidence with which I propose to be courageous against some, who regard us as if we walked according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh.
That's right. They don't war according to the flesh.
And don't have that
internal
struggle.
When it says they, in this case, where they walk in the flesh, because some people get confused and point this out, he's referring to in the earthly body.
Right.
He's living in the earthly body, but his conduct in the earthly body is not according to the flesh. It's of the spiritual. And he goes on, talks about the spiritual things. Now, we covered much more in depth the whole flesh versus spirit, because Jesus also walked in the flesh, in the fleshly body, but he didn't walk in the flesh according to the nature of the flesh, of the sin. And that's what people have to understand. There is a difference. Now, we covered much more of that difference, looking at both the old man, the new man, and the life of Christ, the similarities and the differences, and making sure you understand and can differentiate between flesh and spirit. Listen to that episode. It was Overcoming Sin, Flesh versus Spirit, if you haven't. Moving on, the next passage I want to look at, Kyle, is in Galatians. Galatians chapter 5. Now, in Galatians chapter 5, Kyle, again, this gets back to whether or not you came into the freedom of Christ. And you actually can fulfill the law of loving your neighbor as yourself as you read through, you know, chapter 5 and what it talks about. But Kyle, the person who has received freedom, how do they walk in verse 16?
Verse 16. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desires of the flesh.
Did you catch that? If you walk by the Spirit, you will not carry out the desires of the flesh.
Amen.
So you who claim to be a Christian, do you still struggle with the desires of the flesh? Well, if you do, there's a problem. You see, if you're walking by the Spirit, it's not possible to carry out the desires of the flesh. If you consciously are aware of sin, and you're consciously aware of something that's coming upon you, and you don't want to do it, and you even ask God, help me to overcome, but yet you still struggle and you can't.
Slave.
Where's the Spirit? I mean, if the Spirit's there and it's in you, and the Spirit has control of your life, this says you cannot.
That's right.
You will not carry out the desires of the flesh. You see, the whole point, Kyle, is they're opposites.
That's right.
Now, the problem is people think that they have both in them because they're like, oh, you see, I don't want to do it. Listen. Moral atheists don't want to do bad. Go talk to somebody at work that you know and ask them how they feel if they do something wrong or when they do a sin. They're like, ah, why do I keep doing that? I don't want to do that. But they don't know how to overcome. If your life is just like theirs,
trouble.
Don't be deceived. You have no power just like they have no power.
That's right.
You see, they're opposites, Kyle, but there's only one way to not be under the law in verse 18.
But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law.
Now, if you're still walking as the world, you're going to have the fruit of the world. Kyle, what is some of the fruits of the flesh in verse 19 through verse 21?
Now, the fruits of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these, of which I forewarn you, just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
Now, Kyle, what's interesting is this word that's used, again, the practice. Kyle, it's the same word that's used in the Romans chapter 7, man, of the man who, quote, practices evil that cannot do good.
Yep.
Kyle, it's
wretched.
Because they have this nature that's alive in them that hasn't been put to death. Now, some people say, oh, but I don't do all those things. Listen, it's the things like these, okay? Sin is sin. You're going to sit there and say, oh, well, okay, I have one on the list. That doesn't include me. Well, the one on the list, did that come from the Spirit or did that come from the flesh? Oh, it came from the flesh. Oh, because the flesh is still alive in you. You see, don't try to justify. Just agree with God. If you struggle, if you still do those things, or you identify with the man of Romans chapter 7, which uses the same word in context here, commit, do, make, whatever you want to call it, you won't inherit the kingdom of God. That should put a fear into you right now, because you're walking just like the world. There's no difference. You cannot say I'm walking both. But Kyle, the person who walks according to the Spirit, they produce a different kind of fruit.
That's right. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. Joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Let us not become boastful, challenging one another, or envying one another.
Again, it all comes down to, what's your walk?
Right.
If you're walking in the Spirit, you cannot carry out any of those other things.
That's right.
If you are, there's a problem. Admit it. You are not walking in the Spirit. When you have to confess your sins every day, you're going to sit there and tell me that, well, okay, I do walk in the Spirit, but every day I also walk in the flesh. trouble. How can you say you're walking in the Spirit? How can you say you're led by the Spirit when they're opposites? They don't produce the same kind of fruit. Okay, you cannot serve two masters. You cannot bear two kinds of fruit. Jesus was very clear on this. The Word of God is very clear on this. Stop listening to the people that are deceiving you. You're never going to come into the truth and have power unless you reject that truth and believe in the truth and the Word of God. Philippians. Let's turn over to Philippians. Philippians chapter 3. In Philippians chapter 3, there's the man who has obtained to the perfect standard and the man who has not obtained to it. Kyle, if you will read, let's see, in chapter 3, verse 15 through verse 19.
Let us therefore, as many as are perfect, have this attitude. And if anything, you have a different attitude, God will reveal that also to you. However, let us keep living by that same standard to which we have attained, brethren. Join in following my example and observe those who walk according to the pattern you have in us. For many walk, of whom I often told you, and now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is in destruction, whose God is their appetite and whose glory is in their shame, who set their minds on earthly things.
So again, it gets back to how are you walking? Have you become the man who's perfect? We're going to cover more of this in Ephesians. It talks about the perfect man, the person who's attained to the same measure and stature and fullness of Christ.
Amen.
Or do you have a different attitude? Well, I pray if you have a different attitude, just as Paul says here, I pray that God will reveal it to you, that your attitude is contrary. But if you have become that man who's perfect, then continue to live by the same standard by which all other saints have attained to. And follow the example, and walk according to the pattern that is in the true saints. Because many walk as enemies of the cross of Christ. Many walk as enemies of the cross of Christ. You know, Kyle, I think of Titus chapter 1, verse 16. It says, to the pure, all things are pure, but to the defiled and unbelieving, that's right, he calls them defiled and unbelieving. Nothing is pure. Both their mind and their conscience, or their heart, is defiled. They confess to know God, Kyle. It says they confess. But by their deeds, they deny him. Please, don't be the person who confesses Christ. Don't be the person that confesses God. And yet your deeds deny him.
That's right.
You see, that's living as an enemy of the cross. Remember sin? Jesus came to destroy sin. It's his enemy, the devil, that sins. Those who are all born into the world are sons of disobedience, sons of the devil. We're going to cover more of that when we get to Ephesians in part 3. You must realize that is being an enemy of Christ. That end is only destruction. That person cannot have victory. Please, don't be that person. Colossians. In Colossians chapter 1, Kyle, we're to be walking and bearing fruit. Mm-hmm. Good fruit. What does he say in verse 9 through verse 13.
For this reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
Because when you're filled with all the spiritual wisdom and understanding, The result is you then, in verse 10, to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord. That's the result. Do you walk in a worthy of manner?
So that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please Him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all power, according to His glorious might, for the attaining of all steadfastness and patience, and joyfully giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light.
Have you been qualified to share in the inheritance of the saints in light? Have you been filled with all His will and spiritual wisdom and understanding? Do you now walk in a manner worthy of the Lord? Do you now please Him in all respects? Do you bear fruit in every good work? Have you been strengthened with all power? You see, if not, there's a problem. Please, how do you walk?
For He rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son.
Those who that has happened to. But again, Kyle, and I'll just point out the conditional if here. You see, if that's happened to you, then you went from a former hostile state, a former state where you did evil, again, remember the works of the devil, to now to be sons of light. But that's conditional. Kyle, continue reading in chapter 1, verse 21 to 23.
And although you were formerly alienated and hostile in mind, engaged in evil deeds, yet He has now reconciled you in His fleshly body through death, in order to present you before Him holy and blameless and beyond reproach. If indeed you continue in the faith, firmly established and steadfast, and not moved away from the hope of the gospel that you have heard, which was proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, was made a minister.
Do you still walk as the world? Do you still have evil deeds? Well, see, that's the person that's hostile to God. That's the person who's alienated from God. That's the old man.
That's the person engaged in evil deeds.
You cannot continue with the old man and the new man. That's not how it is.
Double-minded.
Once you're free from it, you must then continue in that freedom. You see, if you don't continue, well, then you aren't going to receive that hope. As it says, the conditional if. But Kyle, there's all these deceptions. Chapter 2, verse 4.
Chapter 2, verse 4. I say this so that no one will delude you with persuasive arguments.
Please, don't be deceived with all these persuasive arguments of men that are disguised as apostles of Christ. Verse 5 and verse 6.
For even though I am absent in body, nevertheless I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good discipline and the stability of your faith in Christ. Therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him.
Question is, have you received Christ Jesus? Do you actually walk in Him? Do you have the good discipline? Do you have the stability of your faith?
Having been firmly rooted and now being built up in Him and established in your faith, just as you were instructed, and overflowing with gratitude.
Now, moving on over to Colossians chapter 3. Again, how we're to walk. We're no longer to be walking a certain way. You see, in Colossians chapter 3, I'm going to read a couple of verses here, starting in verse 5. It says, therefore, put to death, imperative command, the members of your earthly body. Immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, greed or covetousness, all these amount to idolatry. It is because of these things that the wrath of God will come upon the sons of disobedience. Listen, you who are listening, you can't continue to live like this. You cannot have these things. Verse 7, and in them you also once walked when you were living in them. See, the problem is the church always has the true saints and then those who think they're saints. So he's always speaking to both groups of people. Verse 8, another imperative command. But you, put them all aside, anger, wrath, malice, slander, abusive speech from your mouth. Stop lying to one another. Negative imperative present command. It's a command to stop doing something in progress. Stop lying to one another. Because when you claim to be something that you aren't, and those things haven't been put aside, you are a liar. Just as we covered earlier in 1 John. Stop lying. The question is, if you've laid aside the old self with its evil practices and have put on the new self, which has been renewed in accordance with the true knowledge according to the image of one who created him, how can you live that way? You see, it's one or the other, okay? Don't be deceived. You're one person or the other person. You cannot be both. And you have much of the rebukes throughout Scripture. You're either walking like the world or you're walking in light. You cannot be walking in both. Next, I want to turn over to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. Kyle, if you will read verse 10 through verse 12.
You are witnesses, and so is God, how devoutly and uprightly and blamelessly we have behaved toward you believers.
Well, that's how Paul was behaving, devout, upright,
blameless. Just as you know how we were exhorting and encouraging and imploring each one of you as a father would his own children, so that you would walk in a manner worthy of the God who calls you into his own kingdom and glory.
Walking like the world is not walking in a manner worthy of God.
That's right.
And worthy of his kingdom. Nope. Nope. We cannot be walking that way. Kyle, in chapter 4, verse 1, what does he say about walking?
Finally then, brethren, we request and exhort you in the Lord Jesus that as you received from us instruction as to how you ought to walk and please God, just as you actually do walk, that you excel still more.
You see, we're to be walking and continuing to be excelling in the walking. Again, in this worthy manner, pleasing God. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 6. What happens if somebody is walking an unruly life?
2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 6.
6 and 7.
And 7. Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you keep away from every brother who leads an unruly life, and not according to the tradition which you have received from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to follow our example, because we did not act in an undisciplined manner among you.
And he goes on, talks about, you know, eating bread and not paying for it, you know, not working, being lazy. But it applies to all things when you look at the godly life and how we are to be living. In Revelation chapter 3, looking at some of the quote churches. Let me get there. In one of the first church, you have the message of Sardis. There's a command. They aren't walking in a good way. Kyle, in chapter 3, if you will read verse 1 through verse 6.
To the angel of the church in Sardis write, he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars says this, I know your deeds, that you have a name, that you are alive, but you are dead.
Kyle, there's a lot of people who claim, but I am a Christian. But I am a Christian, but I am alive, but I am in light. I'm not dead. What does Jesus say?
Wake up and strengthen the things that remain, which were about to die, for I have not found your deeds completed in the sight of my God.
Your deeds are not completed. You are dead.
So remember what you have received and heard and keep it and repent. Therefore, if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief and you will not know at what hour I will come to you.
And the sad thing, Kyle, is there are only few that were walking not like the world, but as God or in Christ.
That's right. But you have a few people in Sardis who have not soiled their garments, and they will walk with me in white, for they are worthy.
Are you soiling your garments, you who are listening, because you walk as of the world and you cannot escape the things of the world? That's not walking in a worthy manner. That's
not being the few. You see, it's only those who are awake, those who are doing the deeds of God.
Those who overcome. He who overcomes will thus be clothed in white garments, and I will not erase his name from the book of life, and I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches, to you.
I pray that you are listening to what the Spirit has to say. Which person are you? How do you walk? If you're walking like the world, you must stop. But there's only one way to do that. It's not about trying. It's not about you just saying, okay, I'm going to get in set resolve to do this. No, that's not how it works. You still have to come as in surrender because you haven't surrendered yet. You haven't confessed and agreed with God of what he has to say about you, and you have not put your faith in the impossible work that God is able to cleanse and remove all sin from you so that you walk in light as God is light, removing all darkness, not having a single dark part. You see, it comes down to what you're putting your faith in, what you're believing in, what is your truth. If you haven't heard the full truth, but only half-truths, a half-truth cannot set you free. Kyle, in Revelation, flipping over to chapter 16. In Revelation chapter 16, there's a warning about how we're to be walking. What does it say in verse 15?
Behold, I am coming like a thief. Blessed is the one who stays awake and keeps his clothes, so that he will not walk about naked and men will not see his shame.
I pray you are not walking like the world. Jesus is going to come, and unfortunately, he's going to come to many as a thief because they didn't stay awake or they never woke up in the first place. You must be ready. You must have power. You must continue to be walking in light and not have any of the world in you. Romans chapter 19. Verse 7 through verse 8. Revelation.
Revelation. Chapter 19.
Chapter 19, verse 7 through 8.
7 and 8. Let us rejoice and be glad and give the glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come and his bride has made herself ready. It was given to her to clothe herself in fine linen, bright and clean, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
Amen. Amen. What clothing do you wear? What deeds do you produce? How are you walking? You must not be walking as the world walks. You cannot be walking in both natures. Father, I pray, O God, that people will be convicted by your word. I pray, O God, that if a person is struggling, then they'll realize there's a power issue. The problem is not with you, O God. The problem is with the faith. They have not heard the full truth. They are still an infant in Christ. They have not become a son clothed with power. O Father, let your word and your spirit convict them of your truth. I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
If you enjoyed the program, consider subscribing and sharing with your friends. Thanks for listening.